Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q2 FY20 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kunal Lakhan from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for taking time out this evening to attend this conference call. From the management, we have today Mr. M.P. Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. Over to you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. I'm M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleague, Sri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Sri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited standalone and consolidated financial result for the quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2019. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give a brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 93,500 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,255 crores during the second quarter of the current year, against sales of 83,175 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,228 crores in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 12% and 2% respectively. The company sold 206,928 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,673 crores during the first half of the current year, against sale of 183,080 tons and net product turnover of rupees 2,544 crores in the corresponding half-year of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of around 13% and 5% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit, excluding construction business, for the second quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 1,271 crores and rupees 184 crores, as compared to rupees 1,241 crores and rupees 167 crores for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of about 2% and 10% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit, excluding construction business, for the half-year of the current year amounted to rupees 2,708 crores and rupees 364 crores, as compared to rupees 2,587 crores and rupees 360 crores for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of about 5% and 1% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax, excluding exceptional item and construction business for the second quarter of the current year, amounted to rupees 126 crores and rupees 138 crores, as compared to rupees 110 crores and rupees 73 crores for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 15% and 89% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax, excluding exceptional item and construction business for the half-year of the current year, amounted to rupees 253 crores and rupees 225 crores, as compared to rupees 255 crores and rupees 170 crores for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording decrease of about 1% and increase of about 32% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the second quarter of current year ended 30th September 2019 as compared to the corresponding quarter in the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew 20% by volume and 90% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew 6% in volume and degrew by 5% in value term. Industrial product segment business degrew by 13% volume and 34% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew 1% in volume and degrew by 9% in value term. During the second quarter, the company provided for and forming, which are forming part of industry product segment, rupees 9.7 crore towards quality settlement claim pertaining to supply of composite LPG cylinder to Bangladesh, and B, rupees 4.04 crore towards provision for doubtful debts against receivable of rupees 8.08 crore from one of industrial component division customer as the company has moved to NCLT for recovery of dues. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to rupees 491 crore during the current quarter as compared to rupees 430 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving growth of 14%. The board of directors had considered the payment of interim dividend for the financial year 2019-20 at a rate of 200%, which will be 4 per share of rupees 2 each and will be paid to the shareholder on the shares held as on the record date, that is 5th November 2019. Average borrowing of the company for the half year ended 30th September 2019 was rupees 204.54 crore, as against rupees 223.15 crore for the corresponding period of previous year. Average cost of borrowing as on 30th September 2019 is at 5.89% per annum as compared to 8.23% per annum as on 31st March 2019. Business outlook. The company could overcome the quality issue of composite cylinders. The product is now well accepted in international market. The company is supplying the cylinder to several international markets. The demand for pipe system remained robust. The demand in current month in agriculture segment was crippled due to extended rainy season in several states. It is expected that going forward, the demand will broaden for all its system in the country. Encouraged by the growth outlook in pipe division, the company increased its investment plan in the current year. It is now going to be in excess of rupees 280 crore. Which will include putting up a new plant in Odisha and to start polyolefin pipe fittings and PEX pipe system at Jharsuguda. Expanded capacity of performance packaging film has smoothly gone into production. The company made a breakthrough in several international markets for this product with newer structures for various applications. The capacity to manufacture furniture product at Jharsuguda is now well established. The demand is slow, but with launch of new variety product, it is expected that demand will absorb the increased capacity by next year. The demand for industry component and PET packaging product remains subdued. The raw material prices remain on bearish path. It is forecasted that prices have reached close to bottom. The low polymer prices were partly responsible for lower value growth compared to volume growth. For the full year, company expects volume growth to be between 10% to 12%. The value growth will be lower than volume growth in this year. The company has stepped up its investment plan to around rupees 400 crore in the current year. All the investment plans are going smoothly. The corporate tax reduction has enabled the company to boost its investment ambition without adding any additional debt. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and first half of the year under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague, Sri P.C. Somani and Sri R.J. Sabu, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Kunal Shah from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Avi here from IIFL. Sir, with the first half volume growth rate at 13% and your commentary about agri pipe demand likely to kind of come in the subsequent quarters, given that monsoon has kind of delayed that demand, why are we not upgrading our FY20 volume growth guidance of 10 to 12%?
Sorry?
Sir, 10 to 12 is still our guidance, while first half is 13% volume growth rate. Do you see it's more likely to kind of go higher than our guidance? Why not upgrade it? Or
it could help us? It's very difficult. This rainy season, I hope the rain will be over by end of this month. I hope the rain will be over by end of this month.
Yes, sir.
We are aware that the rabi crop is going to be very good, but we are also aware that kharif crop is damaged to some extent in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. So, with the damage in the crop, the demand which is expected in the month of November, December, we can't forecast today.
Okay. So, that is the reason why you are saying that we want to be remain at this volume growth guidance.
Cautious, you see, because November, December are a good demand month for agriculture segment in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh, both. And both the places, they are experiencing rain today.
Okay. Fair enough. I got it.
The crop.
Sorry?
Rains have caused some damage to the crop.
Okay, sir. Okay, I got it. Sir, the second bit is, sir, you said raw materials are, they have close to the bottom now, is what we are hoping. Then in that sense, just to kind of understand how much is the deflation that is being caused, could you give us some guidance? Because, right now, difference between volume and value is very high in this quarter, 10% almost. What is the kind of estimate?
The polyethylene, polypropylene has gone down by around 12%.
12%.
Around 12%.
Okay. And that is where it's currently right now.
That we expected it may go down to some extent. Now, not much expectation is there. But in a current volatile world, very, very difficult to forecast precisely.
And sir, when does it come into, this deflation started, if I'm correct, last two quarters, right? First quarter, even fourth quarter, you had seen some deflation or no? It was only the first quarter that this deflation started to come?
It started coming down from second quarter, big way. When the new plant started starting and the world economy is going slow, several new plants have come up in production in USA.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And lastly, sir, what would be the guidance that you would want to share on the operating margin or EBITDA margin for the year?
It should be between 13% to 14%.
13% to 14%? Okay,
yes,
sir. And lastly, sir, just a small bookkeeping question. That these one-off items that you highlighted, where are they reflected in our reported financials? Because you have not made any EO or extraordinary items in your reported financials. So where should I adjust these costs or these one-off items?
The composite cylinder claim has been adjusted in the revenue sales. And the provision for debts has been adjusted in the other expenses.
Okay, so the 4 crores is in the other expenses and 9.7 crores in the revenue.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, sir. Okay, that's all from my side. Sir, one thing, the tax guidance for the year, sir, if you could kind of also tell us.
No, we have opted for this lower rate of tax. So it will be 25.17% of the normal profits.
So it should be 25.17 for FY 20, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I'll come back in the queue for any other question. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks a lot for taking the question. My question was related to inventory losses. Can you quantify what must be the inventory loss particular quarter for us?
Not possible.
But have we incurred inventory losses is the question, sir?
Because we always keeping raw material go down. We always keep raw material go down, so when the prices fall, we have to give reduction to our customers.
Okay, so there is some amount of inventory loss because as you said, PNP price has gone down by 12% YOY.
There is some amount of inventory loss in the division where we are using polyethylene and polypropylene, and there is some amount of inventory gain in plastic pipe division.
Okay. So the next was related to the packaging films business. Can you give us a picture that, you know, where the maximum pressure is coming from and what is the current scenario that you're seeing in the division?
We would see segment in that, and maximum pressure is coming in particularly packaging division, where the quite a large demand is going to industrial component supply by industrial appliance producer. And the industrial appliance producer demand is slow, and where the demand is living in a crippled manner. Otherwise, performance packaging film with another division doing quite well. We are able to increase our volume also and value also, and we are getting more and more markets, not only in India, but world market. In cross laminate film, we had, now we had some demand reduction in the first half, but now the demand is burdened up and we are having adequate order to cover up the loss in production and also in the profit. But complete packaging product may remain subdued unless the industry demand revives.
Okay, but any specific reason for margins in the packaging film business to go down that significantly?
Packaging business, because in the closed laminate film, in July-September quarter, we made a special provision by giving some special incentive to all our distributors for the purchases made by them between September 18 to March 19, and then further increased additional discount we gave them as a surprise to them in April 19 to June 19. And we also invited them to go on a foreign tour at our cost. And these two factors, plus we reduced before we start our oxygen scheme, we reduced our price by 4%. As going forward, we are seeing the fall in polymer prices, and we did not want that our customers should buy the product and then lose money due to our reduction in price. So all the three factors combined reduced the margin dramatically in cross-laminate film in July-September quarter. But for the full year, it is not going to reflect in overall in the working of the business.
We expect the margins to bounce back from the current quarter itself.
We expect for the full year the margins will be quite okay.
Okay. How much could be the one-off kind of an impact? Have we done any calculations on this particular quarter?
Like, it will be around 19 crore rupees.
19 crores, which will be a one-off?
Yes, you are right.
Okay. In the packaging division, wherein we have incurred all these one-off expenses?
One-off expenses, in particular packaging division, we had an inventory loss due to the fall in polymer prices. And also demand reduction.
Right, sir. Got that. So, one second. There's one more question.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, on this piping division, we have seen significant improvement in margins to 13.5% from 8.7%. Though you, in Q1, you mentioned that when margins were lower, you were saying that because of the mix of mix change towards agri pipe, the margin were lower. I guess that even this quarter also the scenario remains same, but we have seen significant improvement in margin. So this is all related to inventory gain, which is reflected in a pipe business and
margin. There was better demand from housing segment in July-September. July-September is not a demand period for agriculture market.
Okay.
July should not exit the market. There is a very small market for demand because it is rainy season.
Okay.
But we are seeing a good growth, good demand coming up from affordable houses.
Okay, so 20% growth in pipe business in this quarter is not primarily driven by agri pipe. So
not at all. Last year was quite low. The affordable house picked up only now this year.
Okay.
Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana.
Right. And in this segment, our margins are in this category only. I mean, 13% to 14% in housing.
No, we talk overall. You see, I can't talk of segment wise because the correct number I don't know. But because demand was good in the housing segment, and overall demand being better, then we were able to run the plant in a bigger way, which will reduce our production cost also.
Okay, because I was asking because you also mentioned that some gain is also in plastic pipe division, while other segment packaging has been inventory losses.
Inventory gain. You see, the inventory gain will happen in affordable house also. They also require PVC pipe. In our plastic pipe division, we use two materials significantly, the PVC and polyethylene. Polyethylene price went down and PVC price went up.
So, sir, this 20% growth, do you see that even second half pipe division, because of this strong housing demand, can report 18 to 20% volume growth?
We expect as on today. We expect the demand growth to be 18 to 20% in volume even now also for the second half.
In pipes?
In pipe division.
Okay. It's only that the pressure which we are seeing in industrials, and also to some extent in packaging, where we are seeing the volume decline. Otherwise,
and we believe the industrial and potash packaging may remain subdued for the remaining part of the year.
Okay, so industrial, it's primarily facing issues from the poor demand from autos or any other segments.
We are small player in motor, but consumer appliance demand is also quite slow.
But sir, what channel check suggests that consumer appliance industry still remains on a solid growth. So
it remains growth, but the customer whom we are supplying, suppose I am supplying to a customer and he has got four models. The model for which I am supplying component, if the demand is poor, then for the company's demand remains poor. If one is well made, I can tell you in Supreme Petrochem, we had a 12% volume growth in appliance segment. Am I clear to you?
Right.
Hello?
Mr. Chalpita, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but requesting you to please rejoin the question queue for your follow-up.
Hello?
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sonali Silgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is again in packaging. Now we have highlighted the three reasons that why the margins are lower, but on the silpaulin and cross laminated film, are we still taking price cuts to counter the competitions, especially from the unorganized players that we did about in the last three or four quarters?
We're reducing our operating margin this year by 2%
because of the price cuts.
Pressure from competition.
All right. So, okay. So full year, you still expect the margins to be, somewhat in the double digits, say about 12-13% or lower than that?
I can't say the margin, but margin will be in double digits for sure.
Got it, sir. So my second question is, in the industrial segment, is it possible to approximately give the breakup of how much is contributed by autos and by consumer durables?
Auto is very insignificant. Okay, auto is the unit which are making, only for auto we have sold added to Kumi, another company. So we are a very small player in auto segment. It may be less than 20% than 20%.
Okay, so majority of the dip that we are seeing in volumes and value terms in the industrial products is largely attributed to the consumer appliances.
You are right.
No, but you see, industrial segment also includes Mutton Henley,
yeah,
where a lot of grades or the Mutton Henley products are going to auto supply, auto component manufacturers or auto manufacturers. Even that is also affected.
Got it, sir. Sir, and Thirdly, on the packaging front, you mentioned that, you know, some of the end user industries are, the orders were not coming in the first half in the sense that we had demand reduction. So which sectors are we talking of specifically over here?
The consumer appliance segment. In particular, okay. Packaging product division, the demand is down from consumer appliance segment.
Got it, sir. All right. So, and my last question is on the capacities. So, could you give a breakup of the present capacities and in terms of capex, last time you had guided for increasing by about 50,000 metric tons per annum. Are we sticking to that or are we increasing that because of the new product lines of PEX, etc. that we are adding on to?
Yeah, since the capex program has been upgraded from earlier of 350 crore to 400 crore now. So the capacity addition, we expect now about 70,000 metric ton.
Okay.
Largely in the piping segment, because the major of the capex is going into piping segment, so about 63,000 metric ton capacity could be in the piping segment.
Okay.
The remaining industrial and the consumer, industrial could be around 5,000 and consumer around 3,000.
Okay, okay. And so breakup of our present capacities?
Yeah, we had opening capacity of 605,000 metric ton. Piping system about 418,000 metric ton. Industrial product about 73,000 metric ton.
Yeah.
Consumer product 33,000 metric ton.
Okay.
And packaging is close to 80,000 metric ton.
Okay, okay. So, and what are the applications of PEX pipes? I mean, as we understand...
Plumbing system for hot and cold water.
Okay, got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I would like to remind all participants, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, what is the thought process behind entering into PEX and polyfin pipes? What I want to understand is the size of the market and how actually the numbers can play out. Are we looking to set up own capacities or this will be traded goods and then eventually it will be manufacturing? That's my first question, sir.
Regarding what, on polyolefin fittings you are asking?
Sir, PEX and polyfin.
No, we are already making polyolefin pipe, but we are not making molded fitting. Now we are putting a plan to make varieties of fitting by compression molding, electrofusion fitting and also staggered fitting made from polypropylene and high-density polyethylene. That is to give complete system from our company. We are making as on today only pipe, not fitting. And now the government announced the Nal Se Jal scheme and there is a demand for fitting, so we are supplying them pipe. Now we intend to supply them fitting also. And government also decided to put the whole country big way about gas pipe for LPG gas. And there also require special type of fitting. And we want to participate in that business, which is now getting opened up in a big way in our country. And PEX pipe system, presently for hot water, we are supplying CP system and PPR system. The advanced places people have want PEX composite pipe and we intend to supply to that market also, which is presently being imported.
Right. Sir, what will be the size of the market and what is the kind of capex that the specifically PEX extruders would entail? Is it significant as compared to the normal extruders that we have? And
yes,
is there
quite expensive.
Okay. Sir, so what are the timelines over here for this?
Oh, sorry?
Sir, what are the timelines to set up this PEX plant? By when can we expect a product in the market?
It will take time. We are discussing with our supplier to supply machine earlier, but it will take time. It may come not before next year.
Okay. That's helpful. Sir, secondly, on Simpolin, in the earlier question, you indicated that our operating margins will go down by 2% because of price cuts. Sir, can you indicate what is the differential in pricing between, say, tier one player like us and tier two, tier three players? And have we recouped the lost market share, or what is our strategy to get the market share back?
We have not lost any market share. The only thing, we are not able to add anything more to our market. We are maintaining our market share, and they are selling at 10 to 12% lower than us. Some people are selling even 15% lower than us. We believe that their quality will be discovered, because when they are selling at lower than 10 to 15%, they have to play with three things possible. One is they play with the raw material. Secondly, they play with the thickness. And thirdly, they play with the size. Because we are doing fabrication like a given tarpaulin, 18 by 12 feet. And you may give lower than 18 feet and 12 feet. You may give lower thickness than what you declare. Or you may use post-consumer waste material, even plastic, it is all possible. So we believe that many of the players will be found out in the market in the next 1 to 3 years. They require game patience. Selling at such a low price than our price, they cannot sustain the business. It is not worthwhile for them to run.
Correct. And sir, we had earlier spoken about exports being an opportunity over here. Sir, are we looking at that?
This we are looking very much. We have participated this year already in 7 exhibitions in the world. We have participated first time in new markets also. It always takes time. But it is a sure market, and it is opening up more application and more market to the company. And okay, we are going to go on investing in more markets in the future.
Right. Sir, last question. What is the quantum of inventory that we have for PP, PP and PVC in number of days?
Sorry?
Sir, what is the quantum of inventory that we keep in number of days for PE, PP and PVC?
I cannot get separately for each material, but we definitely have brought down our inventory. I can give you an estimated value by each. We have rupee value, or all together the inventory was 770 crore last year at the same time, has gone down by 70 crore rupees.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. I wish you a happy Diwali and happy good health.
Happy and prosperous New Year to all of you.
Thank you. I would like to remind participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. Next question is from the line of Kunal Lakhan from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just a quick one from my side. So in our industrial segment, a significant portion of our demand comes from the auto sector. And considering the sector is going through a drastic slowdown, how do we see the overall volume scenario here?
No, we are very small player in the automobile segment. As I told earlier, out of our overall business and industry component, our supply to auto companies is less than 20%. So we are not concerned much about auto segment going slow for our industry component. But little bit it hurts our demand in the crate segment, where we make material handling system. But overall, after the supply we industry to industry what we are doing, definite demand has come down in the consumer appliance segment for our company.
Sure. And second one being, with the anti-dumping duty, now we are seeing the hardening of CPVC pipes, pricing rather. How do you see that impacting our overall realizations going ahead, considering the mix?
Anti-dumping duty is still not final. Rates have not been announced. Whatever rates they announced, they said it is provisional. And when the final rate will be announced, then they will get, if the rates are fixed much lower, then they may get rebate also for duty whatever they paid. So still, the only thing is that those players have become less active today, which has helped the player who are not playing, not using those materials. The demand has definitely gone up. But presently, the anti-dumping duty on the imports from China and Korea are not finalized completely. They may finalize sometime by December. Then when we meet in January, we can talk very clearly what is going to be the impact of the anti-dumping duty. But definitely, unless you get too much advantage, they definitely now crippled.
Sure, sure. Thanks, yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nishant Sharma from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, two questions from my side. First one is whether we have reported any revenue for the construction segment this quarter or the same quarter last year?
Yeah. No, this quarter there is no revenue.
Okay.
But last year, yes, it was a sale of 81 crore rupees.
81 crore, okay.
And profit of 53 crore rupees.
53 crores.
Before tax, yeah.
PBT, right. Okay. Okay. Second question, sir. This might be repetitive. In your guidance, you have mentioned that the volume growth would be somewhere close to 10 to 12%, while the value growth could be lower than that. In the current quarter, we have seen that the price or the blended realization have got corrected by around 13%. So what is our sense, what quantum we are expecting that the blended realization can fall further? Or in terms of value growth, what could be our guidance on that?
Today we are saying that our volume growth will be between 10 to 12% and value growth will be slightly lower than volume growth. Beyond that, I don't know what to reply you. Because definitely this year the value growth will be lower because the polymer prices are going to remain soft every up to March. There is no likelihood of polymer price to go up unless some major event happens.
Okay, so we have already seen certain, I mean, this quarter only we have seen the realization correcting by 14%, while the volume growth for last two quarters, if we see, it's over 12%, which are, so can we expect that the we can beat on the volume growth and thereby some correction could happen on the pricing side and guidance, we can meet it in terms of the value growth, we can be close to 10% or something like that.
We can't say value growth will be 10% because normally we were following only value growth.
Mm-hmm.
But polymer prices, we are not still very certain.
Okay, and but then, sir, in your volume guidance also, you have mentioned that it will be for the full year 10 to 12%, while in first quarter itself.
Value growth is very difficult to announce today.
No, no, in terms of volume growth, sir, you have mentioned that the volume growth would be 10 to 12%, while in the first half itself, we have close to around over 12% volume growth. So are we expecting some moderation in the volume growth as well? Or?
No, because this is rainy season, so we are scared. If rainy season continues longer time, then definitely the demand for pipe will go down also.
Okay.
So, as a cautious, we are giving some little conservative numbers. Otherwise, there is no reason the volume will be lower than whatever happened in the first half.
So far, I'm just vaguely asking or optimistically, I'm saying that if the rainy season or the rains just stop in the month of
October, then our volume will not be lower than 13%.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Before you close the question, I reply to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
What have been the pricing trends on PVC and CPVC from September onwards?
Price have dropped in this month two times.
PVC
price have dropped and CPVC price have gone up.
Sir, how much is the drop on PVC side?
PVC price, they dropped price by 3 rupees and then they gave a scheme of 1 rupee or 1.5 rupee based on performance of a customer. So for all purposes, you can count the price has dropped by 4.5 rupees.
And sir, on CPVC side, the price increase would be how much?
That is depend on supplier to supplier. So I don't know how much increase has been taken, has been announced by the Red Bull companies. And otherwise, it is classified information. I can only say it will increase.
Correct. Sir, how should we look at the CPVC market given the uncertainty around anti-dumping duties, which we explained that the final call could be taken around December, January? So, is it companies are not importing material from China and Korea and they are resorting to other countries? Or is it that the material is not available for imports? Or is there a scarcity in the market?
So, how should we understand that? Material is available abundantly. when the anti-dumping duties were imposed on China and Korea, this has definitely enabled the three suppliers, Lubrizol, Sikisui and Kaneka, to move larger volume to Indian market. So it has benefited the three suppliers in the world market.
Okay. And sir, how should you look at the pricing going forward, given you indicated that there could be rebates? So as a strategy, would you stock up CPVC inventory or will we go light over here?
No, why should I stock? Because I don't buy China material, I don't buy Korea material. I am buying only from Kaneka.
Okay.
So I am not going to stock also. I will keep reasonable inventory, the normal inventory, and I will go on meeting the requirement of my customer.
That's helpful. And sir, in the earlier question, you indicated that for Nalse Jal, there is specific demand for fittings. So you indicated this fittings are towards HDPE and polyethylene side? That's what you said?
See, normally the compression fittings are made from polypropylene.
Okay.
Compression fitting. So I didn't say HDPE, I said polyolefin pipe fitting. Polyolefin include polypropylene and polyethylene.
Okay, both PP and PE. Okay.
Yeah, you are right.
Okay. And sir, we will be manufacturing both going forward.
We are going to make both. We are going to make by various processes and we are putting a large unit to supply our variety of fittings and from polyolefin material.
Correct. Sir, what is the competition in this market like? Is it currently fed by imports or the players like Ashirwad who cater to this segment? And
sure.
This particular fittings market, sir, which you indicate that it could be big going forward?
Yeah, there are big two foreign companies, George and Fisher.
George Fisher, okay.
George Fisher, they are making, and one other company, a European company, which has purchased a plant of Kimplas Limited, Kimplas Limited, that there are two suppliers of fittings in India. And then there are some smaller suppliers who are making compression molded fittings. We are going to supply compression molded fitting and we are going to supply electrofusion fitting. Both.
Okay, okay. And sir, by when can we expect this plant to be ready so that it benefits us on numbers?
It will take around 1 year.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for the answers.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Akhil Parikh from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My question is on the packaging front. A couple of quarters back, we had mentioned that we have introduced Silpolin Star, which is a cross-bonded film. Any update on it, like in terms of pricing versus our existing Silpolin product and the distribution reach that we have achieved for Silpolin Star?
Silpolin Star is very well accepted. People have found that it has got better property. We are keeping the same price of Silpolin Star like Silpolin.
Okay.
And we have applied for getting the BIS on Silpolin Star. Once we get BIS on Silpolin Star, we will increase the price of Silpolin Star.
Got it.
And this has helped us that our market, we are able to hold the market. There is no erosion in our market share.
Got it. And sir, will Silpolin Star then replace Silpolin product going forward once we get the BIS approval?
The supplement.
It's a supplement, okay. Okay.
Silpolin is also very good material. Silpolin Star is also very good material.
Got it. So in terms of the reach, how far we have reached, the distribution reach for Silpolin Star?
We are reaching throughout the country now. We have a huge capacity to make Silpolin Star also.
Okay, okay. Got it. Sir, you mentioned that we will be, you know, there will be a decline of 2% of margin for the Silpolin business for this entire year because of the excessive competition. But our channel checks suggested that especially in Kerala market, which is one of the big competitors has already moved away from Kerala because of the quality issue. Would you be able to share some light on it? If possible.
I can't talk about competition. I can only say two players have come again, only going to produce in China and in Kerala. They were two pipe producers. One is Star, second is High Count. And they started now producing, they claimed a similar material. We have still not tested the product, so I can't talk about their product. But our market share remains intact.
Got it. Got it, sir. That's all from my side. And happy Dhanteras and happy Diwali to you and the team.
Happy Diwali to you, dear.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, if you have a question, please press star then one. Next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity again. So my question is pertaining to the industry per se. Now we have seen that pipe players are, you know, reporting good volume growth. So especially in the piping system, which segment is doing better? In the sense, is it plumbing? Is it infrastructure pipes? Or which application is, you know, accounting majorityly to this volume growth?
We are supplying basically in T segment. Housing, agriculture, and infrastructure. And we are seeing good growth coming from all the three sectors.
So even in housing, I mean, is it more from affordable housing or new constructions?
We have no big number, we don't have. Affordable house also is new construction only. But we are supplying to housing. And I don't say that housing demand is completely gone down beyond 45 lakh rupees. Affordable house means only up to 45 lakh rupees is considered affordable house. Demand is there, widespread in all type of houses. Maybe affordable house below 45 lakhs and in the house of 5 crore, 10 crore rupees also demand is there.
Got it, sir. So, and my second question is regarding this Jal Se, Nal Se Jal Yojana, where what's the kind of opportunity do you see in this, and you know, will this opportunity also be shared by metal pipes?
The government announced that they will be putting the whole country on Nal Se Jal by 2024. Presently, we have seen that they have become quite active in Bihar and some part of UP. Going forward, we firmly believe it is going to move throughout the whole country. As the government moved on to the, making the country open, defecation free, similarly they are going to go for Nal Se Jal, which is already going in a very good way in Gujarat and Telangana. But there are 29 states, and 27 states work is still to go. So demand is come, and somewhere they will, may buy metal pipe also, but plastic pipe is far better and more durable and more effective. In metal pipe, there is always incrustation over a period. In plastic pipe, the incrustation moves very slowly. Incrustation means the flow of water becomes lower and lower and the diameter becomes shorter and shorter due to the mineral in the water over a period. That's why plastic pipe is considered ideal material for moving the drinking water.
All right, sir. So, and within plastic pipes, any particular segment which could be of significance, for example, HDPE?
No, they use HDPE, MDPE and CPE, all the three, based on the design in the each housing. They were full design of the piping system for Nal Se Jal. And they use all the three type of material, HDPE, MDPE and CPE.
All right. So this is very helpful. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ronak Dalal from Ambit Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Hi. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So, sir, first and foremost, I wanted to ask that, sir, in double wall corrugated pipes, what is the kind of progression over there? That earlier you had said that it was not going as per expectation, competitors are not following the BIS standards. What is the progression and how is the market?
Now we started saying we have kept a very low price in double wall corrugated pipe. Anyway, there is no demand for double wall corrugated pipe for time being because of the rainy season. But I think now from next month onward, the demand will come up for our infrastructure work. We are seeing that more and more states are, instead of using RCC pipe, are moving to double wall corrugated polyethylene pipe. Up to 200 millimeter demand looks to be quite robust. Once the rains are away, then only they can buy the pipe to install them. To installing these type of pipe, we will dig the earth, so they are put underground. And when there are water all around, how can you do the work? So this will start full way from November. And we'll be supplier. There's no issue about it. We are going to remain in the business and we are going to remain actively in the business.
Okay. And sir, what about in the packaging film and protective films? You know, you had mentioned at some point, I think maybe last quarter, that these are higher than 25% ROC businesses. So does that still hold?
packaging film, performance packaging film gives much more than 25%.
Okay, yeah, ma'am, that's what I meant. Greater than 25%. Okay,
yeah, right.
Okay. And sir, and what about the tarpaulin sector? You had seen some new competitors coming in. There was intense competition. Anything on that? Any update on that?
We are able to sell it by lowering our margin by 2%, which is earning even now 25% plus, and we are going to stay. And we have no problem of getting demand for our product.
Okay, okay. And sir, one last thing, that your value-added product share, any kind of guidance on that?
Have you seen our value-added product share in actual quantum has gone up? And percentage-wise,
yeah.
Also in second quarter, it's gone up from 35% to 39%.
Yes, yes, yes. So I've seen it. So any...
Value-wise, it went up from 430 crore to 491 crore.
So, any reason, what were the key contributors?
We want to go on increasing the sale of value-added item.
Mm-hmm. So, where did the increment come from this quarter? So, 39 is usually much higher than, say, even last corresponding quarter, last time was 35.
I can give you last quarter, but in the first half was 33.84. Now, this our first half was 35.5 for the full half year.
Right, right. So
half year gone up from 33.84 to 35.5%. For the second quarter percentage went up from 35% to 39%.
So, sir, what I'm saying that can you probably say that where that is coming from? That which are the key
coming from many segments, especially furniture, cross laminated film.
Okay. Anything from pipes as well, or not so much?
Coming big one from pipe.
So, can I say a large chunk of it, more than 50-60% is coming from pipes?
I don't remember. I can only say the overall value in first half has gone up from 860 crore rupees to 948 crore.
Right.
Gone up by 80 crore.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Elroy Lobo from Kotak Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to get an update on the DWC segment, the double wall corrugated, you know, pipe segment, because what we are seeing is that your competitor seems to be, you know, very bullish. Just wanted to know, you know, what is your, you know, take on that segment, and where are you in terms of, you know, the potential business opportunity?
I am not BS either. The only thing is that presently many competitions are using material which are not allowed to use and put a BIS certificate.
Mm-hmm.
We have decided as a company that we will make as per BIS. So which means our value will be very low in DWC business for some quarter. But over a period, people will see the quality and then we will be flooded with order to come in the future. Today our capacity is very small. Today we cannot produce more than 1,200 tons per month of DWC pipe. Once that situation comes, when we are properly differentiated, then we have got so many locations, we will increase our capacity to manufacture more locations. Because it is a very freight intensive item, and as we are making PVC pipe at 6 locations, same we will go for DWC pipe also going forward.
And what about the approvals, you know, from the various agencies? Have they been already on board?
Wherever we apply, we get approved. There's no issue. Because we are BIS by, there's no issue. Approval is not a problem. Approval is not a problem.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Madhav Marda from Fidelity Investment. Please go ahead.
So just continuing on the previous question, usually on DWC pipes, you've usually been a little bit more, you've sounded much more positive on the DWC pipe business this time. So is the challenge from the poorer quality players falling the market? Do you think that's coming off?
Because the challenge is there for, no, they're not coming off. The challenge is there for our margin. Our margin is poor, but we can end when I'm making 35,000 ton or 36,000 ton of product every month. In 1,000 ton, even if I make no profit, it doesn't make much difference. I want to prove and I want to give to the infrastructure buyer a proper quality of pipe, which can last for 100 years.
Right.
If I bought their bank cannot last for 100 years, they cannot last even for 10 years.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Right, sir. Right. That's my only question. Thank you.
Then my quality will be winner.
Of course, sir. Of course.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Azim from IDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So I have two questions. So first one, for H2 FY20, what is the pipes volume growth that you are expecting?
Pipe volume growth, very good question. In first half, we have sold 153,000 ton pipe. First half, we sold 153,000 ton pipe. Next is going, next second half will be higher than it. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening, please?
Mr. Asim, we are unable to hear you well, sir.
Is this clear?
Yes, it is.
And in first half, we sold 153,000 ton pipe. Am I clear?
Yes.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
Second half, we should sell slightly more than this.
Slightly more than this. Okay. And, sir, for the industrial segment, what kind of full year margins are we expecting, adjusting for the one-offs in Q2?
Full year margin. What is the margin?
10-12%.
Okay.
In the segment, it should be between 10-12%.
10-12%. Okay, sure. Thanks a lot and wish you and your team a very happy Diwali.
Wish you a very happy Diwali.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management for their closing comments. Over to you all.
Thank you very much. And we wish all the participants very happy Diwali, and we are still in Bombay. Very good, happy New Year also. Wish them very best for the remaining part of the year.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, we conclude today's conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may disconnect your lines now.